And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Now the King James and New King James Version, where it says Jesus said to him, if you can, King James Version, New King James says, if you can believe. But it also says in the margin that the oldest and the best manuscripts, original Greek manuscripts, don't have that word believe right there. And then when you look at the other translations, like the New International Version, the New American Standard Version, Living Bible, and all these other ones, they don't have that in there either. Okay? So it appears, when you look at the best manuscripts, that Jesus was actually throwing the man's statement back to him as a question. The guy said to Jesus, if you can do anything, have some compassion and help me. And Jesus says, if you can, is that faith? If you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Now, when I said this guy wasn't really a believer, he was a believing unbeliever. What I meant was that he believed Jesus could probably help him. He believed him enough to at least approach him and ask him about it. There was some degree of belief there, or else he would have stayed home and watched the game. So he goes to Jesus and he kind of believes. But there's a difference between simple belief and faith. I can believe something's true. I can believe that a proposition is true. And I use this all the time in witnessing to people. You know, there was a guy years ago, story is told, he was at I think it was Niagara Falls, and they stretched a wire across Niagara Falls, and a crowd was there, and he would walk back and forth across Niagara Falls, and he'd carry a pole or he'd carry this other thing, and everybody's cheering and clapping. And he says, how many people believe I can push a man in a wheelbarrow across this, you know, rope across the falls? And everybody's like, yeah. I said, okay, I need a volunteer to get in the wheelbarrow. No volunteers. It's one thing to believe something is true. It's another thing to put your complete trust and reliance and faith in that thing. This man believed the proposition that Jesus could possibly heal his son, but he did not live a life of trust and complete reliance upon him. He had not reached that place in his life where he had committed his heart, soul, and destiny to Jesus Christ, come what may. That's faith. Faith is when you say, God, my life, my heart, my soul is yours. Come what may, I trust you. That's faith. So he was an unbeliever at that point initially. He was a believing unbeliever, but he was an unbeliever. Nevertheless, I believe something happened in that moment when Jesus answered him and says, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Something in those words stirred something up inside of that man. Something just broke inside of that man when he heard Jesus' words. Something gave birth, I believe, to a genuine faith and repentance, because he has a change of heart. Now he's no longer arrogant. No, he's longer frustrated. He is broken. And he has a point of repentance. He recognizes his own unbelief. He doesn't fight it. He doesn't argue against that. He says, Lord, help my unbelief. I believe. I desire to be pleasing to you. I want to be this man of faith that you says can accomplish all things. God, I believe. Help my unbelief. Have mercy on me. And Jesus said, I'll take that. I'll take that. I think the man got saved in that moment. Faith and repentance towards Christ. Praise God. I think he went from being a believing unbeliever to a real, true, bona fide, genuine believer in that moment by the grace of God. Gene. Yes. Yes. Now, and that's a beautiful observation. Now, I am so tempted to just leave it at that and thank you for your graciousness. To be completely fair and honest to anybody who's listening by recording, if you go into the Gospel of Luke, I believe, he does in the beginning say, "Lord, have mercy on my son." But you know, Lord in those times could be used to say Lord as to deity, or Lord as in sir. The Spanish language, the word for Lord is Señor. And so I think when he called him Lord here, I think he meant Lord, God. Yes, I really believe that there was a change in how he saw Jesus. Right. Well, it's the context, and I don't want to go down a trail, but yeah, it's the context that the word is used in. Okay, so he comes to Jesus. He's a believing unbeliever, and Jesus says something that stirs up faith inside of him. He breaks. Faith is birthed out of his heart, and he says, "Lord, help my unbelief." And at that moment, Jesus says, "Okay, that works for me," and he casts out the demon, as it says in Mark 9:25. When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." And then the spirit cried out and convulsed him greatly and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Now, you see that word "cried out" up there in red? That's for Carol Allen. Because it's the same word that when the man cried out, but it's the same word. It's the Greek word kratzo, which means to croak as a raven. I came across that. I couldn't resist. Strong's Concordance, that's what it says. You can check it out. I forget, it's Strong's number 2896, to croak as a raven, okay? That's what it means. It also means to scream, shriek, exclaim, call aloud, cry out, and all the other stuff. So Carol, sweetheart, that's for you. Okay. Getting back to the picture here. We started out with unbelievers, then we looked at a believing unbeliever. Now we're going to look at some unbelieving believers, okay? These are people who have a true faith in Christ. They genuinely trust Christ and rely on Him for their salvation. They have a relationship with Him to a degree, but their faith is still weak. It still isn't where it could be. And while they believe that He can perform miracles and He wants to perform miracles, they may not yet have the depth of faith that Jesus said was necessary here for these disciples, these nine disciples, to gain the kind of degree of victory that they really were looking for. You got to remember, these guys had cast out demons before. He had sent them out two by two to various cities and towns and said, you know, go, and as you go, heal the sick, cast out demons, blah, 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 tell them the kingdom of God is near. And they went out, and they came back rejoicing. They said, "Man, Jesus, that was so cool. The demons were subject to our commands, blah, blah, blah. Had a great time." And He said, "Well, don't rejoice so much about that. Rejoice that your name is written in the book of life in heaven." So they had had some degree of success casting out demons before, but this one gave them problems. This one gave them trouble, and their faith was not up to the task. And it says in verse 28, as we look at these unbelieving believers, when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast them out? Why did we fail?" They were hurting. So he said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Interesting. What was his initial response to them? Why couldn't we cast them out? He said, because of what? Your unbelief. Now, very interesting word here, unbelief. In the original Greek language, the word for unbelief, it's kind of a compound word. It's oligopistion. Pistion comes from pistis, which is the word for faith. Oligo means little, small, or puny. So when he said because of your unbelief, he was saying because of your little faith. Your unbelief or your little faith, your puny faith, your weak faith. Now, that brings up a little question. That brings up sort of a problem. And that's this. He said they couldn't cast them out because of their what? Little their little faith. And then he says right after that, I say to you assuredly, if you have faith as a what? As a mustard seed. You know those things you have to carry on your back because they weigh 50 pounds. No. What does a mustard seed look like? It is extremely small.